For all of 2008, there were just under 7,000 bankruptcy filings in the Western District of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Wisconsin, which covers 44 counties. This year, that number had already exceeded 6,700 by October. Marcia Anderson is clerk of courts for the district. She says job loss and health issues seem to be behind the increase.
We are seeing one I consider kind of a disturbing trend is older people. People, I'd say, you know, 60 and older are filing. You know, that may be due to, obviously, the economic downturn, but a lot of it seems to be related to their medical expenses, and they're all on fixed income, so they're running into difficulties.
David Russell is seeing much of the same. He's a bankruptcy attorney in La Crosse.
I have an unfortunate acronym I use to describe it to clients. That acronym is DIE. D is divorce, I is insurance, lack of it, and E is employment, loss of it.
Russell says filings seem to be letting up a bit now, but others like Jackie Urban don't see a break in those looking for help. Urban is Program Director of Consumer Credit Counseling Services in La Crosse.
We used to be relieved that we would maybe have downtime where we didn't maybe have as many people reaching out or needing to, you know, get the services. So in the summertime, it was always June, July. December would slow down, and we never hit a slow point. We've been, I would say, on an upward climb in the last 3-4 years.
The Eastern District of U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the state is also seeing a 30% increase in filings from last year, with more than 14,000 recorded by the end of September. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.